back to killer transvestites from Chicago. So Jake decided to go home on his weekend pass. And on the way there, he encountered some very pretty ladies on the side of the road, and he decided to pull over and pick them up. And so he pulled over and said, "What's up?" And these ladies got in. Right away, one of the ladies, probably the prettiest one, asked him if she could drive. And he said, "What the fuck?" He had just bought some heroin from his guy 15 minutes earlier. So he relapsed already. And he was going to go kick it at his brother's for the weekend. So they get in, and pretty girl starts driving. Before you know it, they're just driving wherever they want and not really listening to Brian, kind of blowing them off. He's starting to get a little bit concerned and starting to get a little dark. And before you know it, they have full-blown control of his car, his life, everything. So after speeding through alleys at 70, 80 miles an hour and jumping off curbs and doing donuts and in intersections and swerving in and out of traffic and just causing holy hell and meeting up with a bunch of other girls that did the same thing with other dudes. So they got all these crazy cars being driven through Milwaukee at just crazy speeds. Well, they all end up at this house. Everybody knows Milwaukee. It's over by Steve's Liquor somewhere. Jake doesn't remember exactly, but that's all he remembers. And they pull into this house. He walks in at the front door, you know, pretty much forced in. And he notices a bunch of women or dudes with their wigs off and talking in male voices. And he realizes, oh shit, these are transvestites. They weren't women at all. They were men. And they had kidnapped Jake. Now Jake was scared, really scared. Prior to getting to the house, he had picked up a gangbanger who got in the back seat, thinking he was gonna get sacks or some head from one of these dudes who he thought were girls. So it's Jake, this gangbanger, young dude, and these three transvestites. Now they're in this house party with about 20 of them. And Jake notices the pretty one grabbing the only one that's a girl, the gangbanger, by the hand, a knife in the other, and going to another room. Gangbanger was unaware the knife was in her hand. He also noticed her mouth to her, one of her cohorts, keep an eye on him, meaning Jake. Jake was scared, really bad. He knew what was up. He saw men lying around, bleeding out. Young men tied up on the floor, gagged, with slit throats, cut off genitalia, paper bags, plastic bags over heads, probably a half dozen white and black men. He knew what was up. He made his move. He walked straight to the front door, undid the 10 deadbolts, walked out the front door, and sprinted to his truck. He got to his truck just in time to get in, lock the door, before one crazy hammer-wielding transvestite was at his window, screaming at him, about ready to smash in the window. Jake laid on the horn and said, "Give me my keys. Or I'm going to lay on this horn until the police come." The transvestite said, "I'll give you the keys. You need to get out of the car." Jake figured, well, this is his best chance, one-on-one. He's going to get those keys, whatever it takes. Take a few hits by the hammer if he's got to, but he's going to get them keys. So he gets out of the truck and decides, not worth it. Takes off sprinting. chick with the hammer catches him instantly, swings the hammer, just misses his head. But she loses her balance in the snow. Jake cuts, gets away from her, runs through an intersection, starts yelling police. There was no police anywhere to be seen. But the young transvestite didn't know that, and she went running back in the house. Jake stood behind a tree and watched as the whole house cleared out. The young gangbanger that he entered the house with did not come out. He surely fell prey like the rest of them poor souls in there. House of horrors. Jake couldn't believe it. He walked stunned back to his truck, got in it, turned on the ignition, and drove straight back to his rehab. Straight up to his bedroom, where he went into the fetal position and slept till morning. Jake has never been luckier in his life. He escaped death that night, folks. He escaped death. Welcome to the Midnight to Twilight Show with Brian Midnight and Katie Twilight. We'll be back to you after these messages from Fat Girl in a Small Dress.
We are or we are not. That did not answer.
Welcome, everybody, to The Addiction of Jake Knight. We left off. Jake was in a fetal position in his rehab after his run-in with the killer transvestites from Chicago. He woke up that morning not knowing if what he witnessed last night was a dream, a nightmare, or true to life. All he knew was he had been through something horrible. But that didn't stop Jake from continuing on in his destructive ways. He went on like nothing happened. Didn't really tell anybody about it. Did what he had to do to obtain his next pass out of rehab, which came the very next weekend. Jake finally made it to his brother's, which is where he was intended to go the first night. But he got sidetracked by those killers from Chicago. We'll hear more from them later in Jake's life, I'm sure, as Jake lost his ID at the scene, and he was afraid, not that the cops found it, but that one of the transvestites, the killer transvestite from Chicago, might have found it. But I digress. So Jake, making it home to his brother's that weekend, was perplexed on what to do, on what to occupy his time. He's only been sober now 1 week after his relapse the week before. However, nobody knew this. None of his counselors, not his brothers, not anybody. But he was feeling it. He was feeling raw. He had to feel his emotions. He had to feel his pains. He had to feel his guilt, his shame, remorse, as all addicts do. So, of course, staying sober was out of the question.
So Jake made some excuse to his brothers and took off down to the inner city to score some dope. Folks, it's a tradition here at the Midnight to Twilight Show to eat our dinners while we tell stories, so that's what I'm doing now. Katie, how is it? Folks, that's Katie Twilight in the background. It's gone, baby. We need to re-up after I get done telling my story here. The entire episode tonight is brought to you by Anchor Podcasting. Welcome, everybody, to the Midnight to Twilight Show, starring Brian Midnight and Katie Twilight. Tonight is a very special episode, part 2 of Addiction Nightmares and the Adventures of Jake Knight.